This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Some of the older editions of Economics in One Lesson from Henry Hazlitt. He apparently took it out at some point. The book that I have here was copyright 1979. So this isn't exactly an old edition for a book that was written in 1946. But apparently at some point later, they removed the rent control chapter.
Does it say which edition it is? I suppose if it doesn't say, then it's probably the first edition. But I thought the second edition came out sometime in the 70s.
Okay. Preface to the first edition, this may be the first edition, which is strange. Like, why would they put the newer date on it if it was...
Everybody wants the original anyway.
I see. So anyway, we were talking about rent control, and Marcia had called in from Albuquerque listening to Kiva. Marcia, you just barely had a chance to get a few words out in the very end of the last segment in the last hour, and you were talking about rent stabilization versus rent control. What's the difference?
Well, you pay more money, actually, and you don't have rent control. I think they can raise you... Well, rent control, is very good, but then we...
No, it's not very good. It's terrible. Were you not listening to what we were saying?
Yes, that's why I called. That's why I got prompted, because I think I know a little about this. Rent control.
So what's good about it?
What's good about it?
Yeah.
Well, first of all, the homeless. What do you think there's so many homeless? I was in California, the North
Bay. Some people want to be homeless.
Well, some people do. That's true. Yeah. And some people are one paycheck away from being homeless.
Yeah.
And also, they were all living in Motel 6. I went to stay there. I was paying, but they were living in the Motel 6 in California, so many of them. I mean, you think everybody can pay $2,000, $3,000 a month rent?
I don't. You shouldn't live in that place if you can't afford it.
Hold on, Ian. I want to
tell you something. Yes, my rent control apartment, it was a nice apartment. Two bedrooms, one bath. He was a slumlord. And it was in the 60s. The rent was very cheap. In the winter, the boiler would break. No heat, no hot water on the coldest days. And the poor landlord, you know where he went? He went to
Florida.
The Breakers Hotel in Florida. And he vacationed.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, I think it's
so
interesting.
You haven't convinced me this is a good thing. You were living in freezing temperatures. This does not sound like a very good thing.
Marcia, we explained why landlords would be less motivated.
Well, it wasn't a good thing. The people were afraid. The people were afraid to sign and get a lawyer or hire one and, in other words, hold the rent and have it in escrow. And if he wouldn't get his rent, then he would have fixed the boiler. He needed a new boiler. And you couldn't win there. So eventually my parents moved out to rent stabilization. And I think over there they could pretty much raise as much as they want, like 16% a year. But the thing is, you have such a homeless problem. What?
According to an article that I was just looking at, rent stabilization involves a board of some kind that still has to sign off on what the landlord wants to charge.
Okay.
But it's not rent control is set at like 7.5% a year.
All right. And I know something. I had a friend who lived on 82nd Street in Manhattan, right off of Broadway, right around by the Ansonia Hotel, if they still have that. She was rent control. She had a 5-room apartment. She had 3 bedrooms, a living room, a bathroom. The landlord, she didn't do anything, harassed the crap out of her. All the time, she had to get a lawyer to stop them. I mean, all the time, he would do things to her and send notices. He wanted her out to get rid of that rent control.
I bet he did.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't think that's right. And
so you support.
Is,
well, I just want to go ahead, Mark.
So I think that this is an economics issue, Marcia, and let's look at it from that standpoint.
If it is economic. It's supposed to be your housing is supposed to be one third of your income, not three paychecks or four paychecks. And why do you think so many people in New York are doubling up? But in New York, it was only
or even more than that because it's expensive to live there. And the thing that New York as a city sort of needs to understand is they're driving out people who could, you know, work for a living, people that serve the coffee, make the pizzas, deliver the Chinese food and all this other stuff. Those people are being driven out of the city and away to places. I mean, there's a town here in New Hampshire where you can, you know, rent a room for $200 a month.
Well, Ian,
I mean, it's
possible
to live.
What's the population in New Hampshire?
The population of
New York
has access to mass transit and can move away if they choose to. And that's what's going to happen as, you know, the rents get higher and higher in New York. See, rent, New York has a problem and is attempting to solve it with Band-Aids. It's like the boy with his finger in the dike. That's what rent control is.
How would you fix it? Well, in New York also, they do make more money. But the thing is, their paycheck doesn't equal the cost of living.
Right.
I mean, salaries probably haven't been raised in 30 years to equal the cost of living. But I want to tell you something also. You'll feel bad for the landlord. I live in rent-subsidized housing. I live in Section 8. I pay very little rent. So cry for
the landlord.
But
the landlord gets paid.
What?
But the landlord gets paid through the government.
The landlord gets paid. He could never rent this dump. I mean, this hellhole. He gets paid full market value for my hellhole. You know what he gets paid? He gets paid like probably over $800 a month. And if it's a two bedroom, over $1,000. And guess what? He doesn't fix anything. My toilet was flooding. I have a leak under my cabinet. They talk to me like I'm senile. He's a
now, what's the reason for that? I mean, is that just a bad person, Mark? This landlord? Because if he's getting the full market rent from the government for that, then, you know, in theory, he should be able to fix those things.
He can get away with it because she's
not his customer.
She's very difficult.
The tenant is not the customer.
She's not the customer.
What?
The government is. And the government doesn't care how she's taken
care of. The government doesn't live there.
We call HUD. Some people call HUD.
Sure.
But we have to really get together.
But
his
HUD's
rent.
The customer. You're not listening to, you know, what we're saying here about rent control. You've made up your mind that rent control is a good thing, even though you apparently had to live in freezing cold temperatures and the landlords suck. But yet you still believe that this economic screw up.
But wait a minute. How are you guaranteed, even if you pay $3,000 a month, that the landlord's going to give you everything you want?
You can put it in
the
lease.
Because if it's at market value, that means there's something else on the market in competition with that, and you can pick up and leave. I mean, there's always going to be problems with any place you live, and if you rent, that means the problem, you know, is with the landlord. But if you're at a market value, you're the customer, and the customer gets to decide where they do business. And
if there's another house available, but in a rent-controlled marketplace, there might not be any other house.
There certainly isn't going to be one at the rate that you're, you know, wanting to buy at if it's rent-controlled.
So then you'll feel like you're stuck there.
You are stuck there.
Hazlitt talks about how some cities will give property owners the ability to rent out luxury units that they may charge whatever price they want for. So then you've got this like the split between the rich and the poor,
and they
all hate each other.
Marcia, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. What a bizarre kind of, you know, conflict, cognitive dissonance.
Well,
on one hand, thinking that it's good. On the other hand, having absolutely nightmarish
living
situations.
And you want to have a
lot of. I don't want to live in freezing cold.
I understand that, Ian. But what she's clear on is that in order to get the service that folks get for a market rate unit, is she'd have to pay market rate, and she doesn't want to do that.
No.
So that's the difficulty. Everybody else is then bad and wrong. The problem is that the whole city of New York's economics is completely screwed up because of this. And now we don't know.
And other things.
I mean, right. Well, that, yeah.
It's
and
a crazy
regulations
quilt.
And all that other, all the other stuff that goes into it is a really great way to look at why socialism and why regulations don't work.
Or not only don't work, but create the opposite of their intended consequences.
Sure. I mean, there are places to live where you can, you know, there's great rent all around the United States, but it doesn't have those great, the great pay that New York has. It doesn't have your family and friends and all those other places. So, you know, people want to stay there. Of course they would. And then there's this whole thing of, vilifying people over gentrification.
855 450 Free Like Freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears, because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1581. That's 1-800-660-1581. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1581. 1-800-660-1581. 1-800-660-1581.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Did you know that your children are the most vulnerable to identity theft? It's no surprise with all the mobile phones, social media platforms that your children will eventually be a victim to one of the most significant crimes of the 21st century, identity theft. Don't let that happen. Cover your whole family, your spouse, your children, and your parents right now by calling Liberty ID. LibertyID.com is where you go for a significant discount just by using GCN at checkout, or you can call 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. You can take control of these airwaves. That's the point of Free Talk Live. With you tonight, you've got Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash. It's a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast, private, and easy. Fees are low, and transactions are fast and can even be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is decentralized and run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. Join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now. Go to Dash.org and find out why. As we continue here, we were talking about rent control. We had Marcia on the line in Albuquerque, and you know, she was sort of two minds. I mean, she seemed to really believe in rent control on the one hand, but on the other hand, every story she told about it was a nightmare. I mean, she has landlords who she described as slumlords. They would treat her poorly, not repair the boiler when it broke in the middle of wintertime in New York City. That sounds like a really uncomfortable living situation, but yet she's singing the praises of rent control. What a strange dichotomous viewpoint to have.
Another point in the chapter, in Hazlitt's chapter.
Economics in One Lesson, the book we've been reviewing here.
That struck me was in the one of the first paragraphs. He says that rent controls are very often, I think he may have said most often, brought about in wartime. Because you'll have a situation, for example, where you've got a military post put up in a town somewhere, and all of the economic activity that is now happening because of that base causes rents to rise, and they don't, and for various reasons, democratic and otherwise, they want to control that, so they enact these rent controls. And that is so often the situation with these terrible government programs, is that they are first initiated in wartime, because you can get away with anything in wartime.
It's for the soldiers, or for the wives of the soldiers, or whatever.
It's the same thing, right? Yeah.
And they don't go away. And then after, and then when the war is over, they say, planning helped us in war, and it can help us in peace.
Well, and then speaking of going away, that's what he addresses towards the end of the chapter here, chapter 18 in Economics in One Lesson by Henry Hazlitt. And he says it's a huge political task to try to remove rent controls, right? Because, oh, well, now you're going to hurt the poor.
Oh, yeah.
You want to take away?
Look at what's going on with the Obamacare and, you know, now knee Trump care or whatever the hell we're going to call it, you know, in the future. Is you can't get rid of it now. Hey, there's going to be 100,000 people or whatever without health insurance.
You're going to have old people dying in the streets is
right.
What they'll say.
Well, they'll have young people dying in the streets. Old people have Medicare. So, you know, that's the concern. It's basically you're taking away something from us. Well, it was never yours in the first place. Ultimately, taxes are taken through the threat of force.
Mm-hmm.
So if I go out and I take money from people at the threat of force, I'm a robber. When the government does it, well, that's just what they do.
That's the people's decision.
That's their funding model.
Yeah.
Well, I'm here to tell you their funding model is, in fact, theft. And I don't care what Chelsea Manning says.
Ooh, yeah. So do you have the Chelsea Manning quote? Now that she is out of jail, she's able to express herself a little bit more clearly with what she really believes. This, of course, for listeners that may not recall, Chelsea Manning was known as Bradley Manning previously, was in the military, and ferreted out a lot of really useful files, did, you know, a good thing, and shown some light.
The video that of the government murdering people, including
one of those videos, the helicopter video, and, you know, revealed a lot about the Afghanistan and Iraq conflicts that people didn't know before, and the government went after her. Put her in a prison cell for several years until finally Barack Obama, one of the last correct things that he actually did in his presidency, was to commute Chelsea's sentence. It wasn't a pardoning, it was a commutation, and she had originally been sentenced to around 35 years instead only spent about, what, 5 to 7 years or something like
something
that?
Something like that.
Yeah. So
it's good. I don't wish ill on Chelsea Manning simply because Chelsea might disagree with my opinion.
Yeah, she doesn't have to agree with our opinions for us to support what she did in that instance.
Sure, because I'm going to support somebody, somebody's rights, whether I agree with them or not, unlike, you know, people that are constantly badgering us over, you know, bringing up irrelevant stuff.
Now, have you guys told the audience that Chelsea Manning made comments about taxes?
That's what we're doing right now.
I'm going to read the tweet. Chelsea E. Manning with a little blue check mark.
That means it's really her.
Yep. Yep. Taxation is a sharing of responsibility with the rainbow next to it. Only the wealthy believe that taxation is theft. Strange. Now I'm wealthy? I'm driving a 1997 Ford Exploded.
You're better off than a lot of people.
Fine, I'm better off than a lot of people. Did I think that taxation was theft? You know, before I made any kind of money.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Fine.
I think theft is when somebody takes your property without your consent.
And, generally, that's true. Yeah.
And I think that is very often, maybe not always, the case because a lot of people I talk to are happy to pay taxes.
Yeah, sure.
Apparently, or by their own
So they don't see it as theft. They see it as a voluntary contribution to a system that they support.
But that's what voluntarism is. I don't want to take a government from anyone. They should have whatever government they want. Mm-hmm. Their government, however, should leave me alone. I don't want to pay for their stinking wars. I don't want to pay for their, you know, poor social programs that subsidize bad behavior. I don't want to pay for any of that stuff. I want to pay for the things I'm interested in. I want to pay to build an orphanage for orphans in Uganda. And you can help me at hope.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, we're going to get an update on that here in a little bit. So, Chelsea Manning, did you read the whole
nope.
statement?
Then taxation on the wealthy with a little monocle smiley face guy.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Yeah, got to put that in the little dollar signs. They don't pay taxes. We should make them. Now, hold on. Wealthy don't pay taxes, which, of course, the wealthy pay the majority of taxes.
Yeah, sure.
You know, I don't know what to say. If you don't think the wealthy pay taxes, you just don't understand taxes.
I think maybe, you know, you're probably right that she
you're
doesn't
talking
understand.
Out of your nethermost orifice.
Yeah, you're probably right that she doesn't understand, but she may be referring to the idea that, you know, the wealthy are able to, you know, sort of escape some of the taxes,
yeah,
right?
They probably don't have attorneys taxes yeah, by her
by their definition. Yeah.
But the thing is that why in the world would you give money to the federal government? They're just going to waste it. If they don't
sure.
waste it, they're going to build bombs to kill people.
Well, I had a headline in my show prep. I didn't think we were going to get to it, but I think this is an appropriate time to at the very least mention it. The headline came out of, I think it was Norway. Norway's voluntary tax plan brings in just $1,325.
Right. So that's what happens in your socialist country. That's what people are going to say regarding Norway. In your socialist country, if you give people the option of paying more to the government, they understand there that it's inefficient, too. Now, I'll bet you...
Now, to be fair, it was only a month. It's only been a month that this is...
I'll bet you there's a lot more donations to private charities in that month's period of time because those charities are efficient. Or far more efficient.
Absolutely. We're going to get back into your calls and thoughts here. You can bring up anything that's on your mind. It's the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live at 855, 450, free, like freedom. More coming up.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we do have Skype at Skype username lrn.fm with you in the studio tonight. You've got Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
Let's go to the phones, to the fun, whether it's Bradley or Chelsea Manning and her comments on taxes, rent control, or whatever is on your mind. Let's talk first to Brett, listening in Asheville, North Carolina, to WWNC. Hello, Brett.
Hey, thanks for taking the call, guys.
Of course.
Listen, the whole Bradley Manning thing, I swear, listening to you guys say she cracks me up, because you guys are really, really good about science. You know, you totally crap can, you know, Christianity and all that stuff. But
no, that's not
about
true.
Science.
That's not true at all.
Get it. But anyway, when it comes to science, there is no way that Bradley Manning, by getting his junk chopped off, and a hole drilled, however you want to put all that stuff, there's no way that that's a she. You cannot change your chromosomes. There is no way that that's a she. You guys have got to stop saying that. Everybody needs to be intellectually honest about that.
Okay.
Scientifically honest about that.
So
that
one
is
thing,
a dude.
All right.
In a dress. That's all that is.
Fine. You know, look, I'm not trying to date Chelsea Manning, that's for sure. But what
I should hope not.
Right. So what my thought here is that, first off, I don't propose to know the science behind every person out there. There are chromosomal differences in people. Some people are born with two X's and one Y. You've heard of hermaphrodite, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I know you can be born all screwed up. I get that.
Fine.
That's why I say
so
you
if
can't
a person
be
could be
gay.
Physically
I'm not
born
dumb
screwed
enough
up.
To think you can't be born gay. But the point is,
if a person is born screwed up. But if a person is born screwed up physically, then they can be born screwed up mentally, right? If there's a, you know, I'm just using your terminology here. I don't see it that way. So they can feel male or female on the inside, right?
Okay, well, I'm 47 years old, and I'm tired all the time, dude.
Okay.
I feel 65. Should I not be able to get Social Security?
Fine by me.
It's all about how you feel.
If you paid into
it. It's all about how you feel. Then let's go that route.
It's all about respecting somebody else's choice. I mean, if somebody wants to.
That's just silly.
No, it's not silly. If somebody wants to be referred to in a certain way and you want to be kind to that person, then you do what that person is requesting that you do to be a kind neighbor or, you know, potential coworker or friend or whatever. I mean, I don't understand why
tomorrow,
you care so much. Why does it matter to you?
Tomorrow, I'm going to dress in black, all black with a mask, and I want everyone to refer to me as El Zorro.
I think that's awesome.
I don't care. El Conquistador or something.
You should be free to be silly if that's what you want to do. If you think it's silliness, for these people, it's very serious. They think that this isn't, you know, some sort of whim. You don't go through and manipulate your genitals, with surgery because it's a whim.
You would agree that somebody that did chop off their junk was very dedicated, right?
Boys, I miss the days when we just called them freaks. This is silly.
Why do you...
That's
just mean.
But
you're just making excuses for being rude. You're just making excuses for being
a mean person. No. It's not being rude. It's things that, look, if Jamie Farr from MASH were in the military today, Corporal Klinger, he would get a promotion. He wouldn't be looking for a Section 8. I mean, you've got guys dressing like girls, and it's just silly. It's just silliness, man. You cannot call a guy who dresses like a girl a she.
I can call them whatever I want because the language serves me. I don't serve it. And that's the point that I'm trying to make here is that, look, if I'm having trying to communicate.
Time.
Hang on, Brett. Let him make
I'm trying
point.
To communicate to people who support Chelsea Manning right now. When we're talking about Chelsea Manning, I'm trying to communicate to them. I already get that you don't give a flying flip at a rolling donut what Chelsea Manning thinks, right? But
absolutely.
There are people out there that do. I'm trying to communicate to them. Do you think I can best communicate to them by making sure that I say Bradley and he every time, or by going with the pronouns and the name that Chelsea has chosen for herself? Which one do you think communicates best to them?
Well, okay, so when was our nation founded?
Huh?
You want to say it was in 1777?
I guess you don't want to answer
the
question.
That's who you build? That's who you're trying to look to?
I guess 1789?
Just name anything you want to. Make up something. It doesn't matter. I mean, look, either it's about facts or not.
Is accurate.
yeah, something like that.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, make up whatever you want. It's just silliness to refer to a man dressed like a woman as a she. It's silly.
All right.
I don't care what they. I don't care
you've
what
made
kind of
your point,
done.
Brett. You want to be rude and not nice to your neighbors? Then thank you for the call tonight.
Just for Brett. That's just precision. It's just stating things as they are.
Right.
No, it's just being nasty.
No, it's not.
It is.
I think he called him a freak, Mark. I think it does kind of come
story.
From
that's what he said.
Well, look, he said messed up, right? Like
he said, I want to call him a freak.
I miss the days when we called him freaks.
Okay, that's what he said. And look, what is a freak? A freak is somebody who deviates from the norm. Is that correct?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a nasty word to say, but it's true, correct?
This is about treating your neighbors with respect, and that is not respectful.
It's not respectful. Absolutely, it's not respectful. But, these are just bad terms for somebody who deviates from the norm. Fine. Look, if you want to make the point that about precision in language, I think that's okay until you realize that, that language is supposed to serve us. I use the language to communicate, and I'm trying to communicate to certain people at certain times, and I'm going to use that language that way. I don't mind communicating with Brett on his level. Doesn't bother me, so long as we can come to sorts there.
To an extent, when Brett gets upset by us, not me actually, I don't know what I would call Bradley/Chelsea Manning. I think I would default to he, but...
I was like Private Manning.
If Chelsea were at a book signing and you were there for whatever reason, I don't know if she's written a book, but probably will at some point. And, you know, you're approaching the table. Would you call him or her Bradley or Chelsea?
Chelsea.
Chelsea, because that's what she has chosen for herself. And I understand that some people don't respect that. Some people think it's silly. Some people think it's ridiculous. Fine, you're probably not likely going to spend any time with this person, right? Like, the caller, Brett, is likely not going to in any way interact with Chelsea Manning at any point in the future. But if he did, then it would be rude for him to not respect her choice in that way.
What I was saying was that for Brett to be upset at us calling him Chelsea is an example of language controlling him, like him feeling like everybody has to conform to the language.
Mm-hmm.
The same way, to an extent, that freak, the word freak offends you, because a freak, like a freak accident, is just something out of the ordinary that doesn't normally happen. So a freak could be a valueless non-mean term, if you look at it one way.
It could be.
It certainly wasn't meant that way.
Same way as retard, something that is retarded is just something that does its thing after other people, the normal thing will do it.
I remember the Coming to America scene where, you know, his mama called him Cassius, his name Cassius. Do you remember this?
It's a little bit old for me.
Suggesting that Muhammad Ali's, he was born with an Cassius Clay, right? And, well, you know, the point is that they have a reason for calling him Cassius rather than calling him the name that he wants to be called, which is Muhammad
Ali. Sure, the same thing with the haters who love to call me by my given name, even though I've legally changed it.
Legally. And,
which, you know, it doesn't hurt my feelings, but they seem to think it does, and that's the reason they're doing it.
That's the point, right? Like, you know, if Chelsea... What's the point in vilifying somebody who's transgendered? What's the point in making them feel bad? So that they'll act and live in a different body and maybe commit suicide because they're so upset about it or whatever?
Yeah, it's great point.
It's just, like, you haven't got better things to do with your life?
That's what I asked him. Why do you care?
Right. Well, that's a different question. Have you nothing better to do? Is there nowhere in the world that we can focus our efforts to make it a better place than worrying about whether or not some percentage of men wear dresses and women wear ties
This is a phenomenon that is happening with our youth more so than before. And that's a legitimate concern, that our kids think they can change their gender, but they can't, because they're not changing their chromosomal makeup. They're just making cosmetic and plumbing.
If it makes them happy, we used to shave our heads into mohawks. Who cares?
There's more coming up here in moments. 855 450 free like freedom. It's Free Talk Live.
Dash is digital cash, a digital currency designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is the first digital money that's governed by its users. Join Dash at Dash.org and help build a better financial system for everyone. Find out more at Dash.org.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Sal, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Moments remain, but enough time for you if you join us here right now. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Mark, you mentioned briefly the plan that is in it's happening now. It is being built, this Ugandan orphanage in Jinja, Uganda. You gave it a quick drop of a mention earlier, but what's it all about? What's happening over at hope.freetalklive.com?
We're building an orphanage in Uganda for about...
No, you're not. You're not slinging any bricks around.
Well, that I'm involved.
You're
in the
helping
building.
Build, the, but you're helping fund the building of the orphanage.
That's not building?
I don't think so. You know, the people who are doing the actual work are the ones building.
I think if I were paying somebody to build a house, then I would say we're building a house right now.
Okay,
referring
fair
to my
enough.
Family. I mean, we're involved in the building of this this orphanage, Ian.
It has been, we've been critical in assisting with that.
Yeah,
sure.
and when I say we, you're thinking
the listeners,
you and I.
The listeners.
But it's really, frankly, the listeners that are involved.
And Jax and Cell411.
Right. Jax, Jax.io, getcell411.com. They're matching everybody's donation dollar for dollar. So that makes basically you donate one, there's three. People are donating.
They're doubling them.
Yeah.
Matching.
Yeah, they're donating between 10 and sometimes 50, sometimes $100.
Very generous.
Yeah, it's great. And it gets turned, you know, it gets tripled every time.
And you're doing it sort of phase by phase. You're not throwing them, you know, 50 grand at one moment. You're throwing them $1,000 or $2,000.
It shouldn't cost $50,000 to build this, from what I.
I was just throwing a number out. You're giving them. You're sort of dripping out the money as they show progress in videos and photos.
Right. They're putting in the conduit now so that they can run the electrical lines from the top floor to the bottom floor. Or that sort of
thing. So the shell is done, no roof yet?
There's no, we don't have the second floor up. I thought we did previously. It's just my ignorance and the pictures I'm looking at and that kind of thing.
Okay.
So the ceilings are a little higher than I thought they were. I just didn't know.
Got it.
But the first floor is done. They're now putting on the second floor. They're running the conduit through the floors so that, you know, it'll be there. $600 worth of conduit, and that's probably all we're going to need from what I can tell. Then again, I may get another surprise. I don't know. They haven't been terribly costly, these surprises. Next thing that happens, he actually asked me whether I wanted to put the walls up first or the roof. I'm like, why are you asking me?
You built a house once.
I did, but I'm not running this project.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, you leave that to the engineer.
Yeah, isn't there one way that's better than the other?
The impression I got was that the engineer's just basically saying, you know, we can do one of these two next.
Huh.
And I'm like, I want nothing to do with that decision.
How do you put a roof up if there's no walls? I mean, I'm not a construction guy.
There's going to be supporting beams.
I see.
You know, columns that go up.
Huh.
So anyway, you can help these kids have a better place to live. All I want for these kids is to have a bed of their own. They're currently sleeping on the floor, basically head to toe. So if one of them has to go pee, they have to kick their way out of this room with no electricity. And I want them to have a place to wash their face and take a shower, you know, have a little closet, and that way they can go to school and they can learn. And, you know, these kids have such joy. They're always sending videos where they're singing and saying hi and all that stuff. And, you know, it's been great. This has been a very edifying process. Please go to hope.freetalklive.com. It's hope.freetalklive.com.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts. Greg is in New York listening online. Go ahead, Greg.
Hey, I called about food stamps, but again, you guys had a very interesting caller. Just wanted to respond about the Chelsea Manning thing.
Sure. Go right ahead.
Okay. You know, Ben Shapiro does this kind of thing, too. I think it's a complete waste of time.
Who's that?
Go up on stage. Ben Shapiro is a conservative, I guess.
So he obsesses. This is some conservative guy who obsesses over transgenders.
Well, that's one of his topics.
Gotcha.
And I think it's a complete waste of time because, honestly, it's like I give this analogy. Imagine if someone was born autistic, right? They're born autistic. They may have a great personality. They may be a very interesting person, but they're autistic. Like, you're basically going on stage saying, well, I refuse to just treat this person the way that they would want to be treated. I'm just going to yell all the time. Ah, that guy's autistic. Look at him.
Right, just call him names. This is grade school, apparently, all over again. And that's what he's advocating we go back to, is, you know, that mentality of finding something to make fun of about somebody who's different from you, whether it's, you know, the autistic person or the person wearing glasses, call them four eyes, and, you know, let's just have grade school and as adults is essentially what he was advocating.
Yeah,
ridiculous.
I get that people are upset if people are, you know, dressing different or whatever to gain attention. I get that. The vast majority of people that I know that are transgendered, I believe I've met somebody who's transgendered for attention,
mm-hmm.
but the people that I've met, generally, they're not going out looking for attention. They just want to live their lives as they want to live their lives, and and their lives are difficult compared to mine, right? Like, I don't have this particular problem. The least I can do is drop a pronoun in their direction now and then.
Some of them are so good, I can't even tell.
Right.
Like, a great example would be Uber Grandma. She was making headlines out in the seacoast of New Hampshire for doing civil disobedience, driving people around. Apparently, she wasn't born a she. I had no idea, and I've met her in person. Had no idea.
Yeah, it's not a concern of
right.
mine.
Now, Ian, if somebody had a restaurant and they wanted only women who had female on their birth certificate to go into the ladies' room, would you support the restaurant owner's decision to make decisions about their own restrooms?
I mean, obviously it's their property. They can do whatever they want, and then the individuals who may or may not shop there would decide whether or not they are willing to support that business. I mean, it seems like an unenforceable idea. Like, you're going to have somebody standing there checking people's...
Genital patrol! I'm going to have to feel around down there just to make sure everything's fine.
Right.
Yeah, you know, I do want to say two things, though. There was a Canadian professor, I forgot his name, he talked about how you shouldn't be forced, though, by any law to use certain pronouns. So it should be a personal choice.
Yeah, of course, my opinion.
Of course, this is a societal change that, you know, is either going to move ahead or it's going to get, you know, roadblocked by people like the earlier caller.
And if you try to force it, you know, you're going to immediately have the lashback.
Yeah.
And I'm going to understand that lashback.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep, and the other thing I just wanted to say, I'm surprised no one has said it, but I don't know Chelsea Manning, and I think that it was an incredibly brave thing that she did as Bradley Manning with revealing all that stuff, but I wonder if choosing surgery was maybe a rational choice, because if you go to as a man into prison with other men, it might actually be worse for you than going with women, because you might not be raped, for example. So maybe that was one of the things.
She never got moved to a women's prison, right?
Not that I was aware of.
I thought she was in a women's prison. No?
I don't know. That's a good question. I can't say for sure on that.
I always thought that was one of the reasons why.
Just to be clear, you're saying that if when Bradley changed to Chelsea, that increased her risk of prison rape, is what you think?
No, the other way. I'm saying that if you're a man and you're going to prison and the government is sending you to prison and you have a choice of going to a women's prison by going and undergoing gender reassignment surgery or getting raped for years, I think that some people might choose to actually.
I see what you're saying. You're saying that if you can get transferred by making a reassignment, then that might keep you safer.
I'm sure that there's some places that was the case. I don't think the military had that reassignment situation going on, so I suspect that the stance was, that it was a strong stance, and that it probably put her in more danger.
Didn't you say, Mark, that prison rape was overblown as far as it's?
That was my experience. Was more prevalent.
How common it is.
More prevalent when I first went in than it was
in Florida prison.
As time went by, but I only went to one prison system for one period of time.
Sure, yeah, you don't have experience with all of it. I can tell you that when I was in jail, which is not the same thing as prison, almost every call, they call it Code 3, was like an emergency kind of fight going down call. Almost every time it was the women's block, it was F block where the inmates were fighting, and like. If there was a code 3, you could put money on that it was almost guaranteed to be coming out of
F-block. Girls were pulling hair.
Yeah, or doing whatever. They just don't get along. So she might be in greater danger in the women's side. Who knows?
Yeah, she's better off.
Who knows? Greg, thanks for your thoughts and sharing them with us here tonight.
Ian, I've made an embarrassing discovery.
Uh-oh.
The edition of Economics in One Lesson that I've been reading is the old edition, and that's why it doesn't have the rent control chapter.
So he added that?
That was added later.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, okay, so when was the original version of this? 1946, right?
Yeah, I think you've got...
Oh, this is the new edition.
New edition.
Ah, okay. The first edition of the book appeared in 1946. 8 translations were made of it. There were numerous paperback editions. In a paperback of 1961, a new chapter was added on rent control, which had not been considered in the first edition, apart from government price fixing in general. So there you go.
There you go.
So yes. It's the new edition that.
So I told some lies earlier.
No, it's not a lie
to you. And
it's only a lie, in my opinion, if you know that you're lying. You were just spreading misinformation. So it has been Ian here with you.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
We'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, if you didn't get in tonight, I apologize. You can try us tomorrow. Meanwhile, we'll see you online, freetalklive.com.
You have probably heard about Bitcoin and virtual currencies, but you don't really know what to do next. Maybe you feel like they have already passed you by. But nothing could be further from the truth. Bitcoin is an emergent technology still. It's still in beta, and it is sweeping the globe. All the information you need to learn about Bitcoin is at Bitcoin.com. Go to your browser, type in Bitcoin.com, choose a wallet program, get Bitcoins, then spend Bitcoins. Bitcoin.com, the only site you need to know for virtual currencies. Bitcoin.com.
What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin, but imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines.
Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.